The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Here we go, let's hear what they say. An hour ago, we're on our way. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality. Escape to reality.
Woo-hoo. Welcome, everyone, to Escape to Reality podcast with Justine.
And Geneva. Hello, friends. We're here. Life after lockup. When is the season over? Seriously, when is this over?
It was too long. It's next week.
Oh, okay. There we go.
It's weird freaking season.
Very weird season to me. I don't know. All right. So announcement, if you haven't seen, we're interviewing Sean this week. Jesus, pray for us.
Big mouth.
Please DM us your questions, Escape to Reality Podcast, Instagram, Escape to Pod, Twitter, email us, whatever, hit us up, tell us what you want us to ask. On our list, obviously, Justine would like to ask him if his kids could name him in a lineup. We're going to find a way to rephrase that question. But we got topics in mind. Don't worry. We're going to hold his feet to the fire.
We're going to let him
hang himself with his own words. It's going to be fun. So check that out. That'll be dropping later on in the week.
It'd be interesting just to look at his face. I have a feeling Sarah will be on with him. I think she doesn't leave his side.
You think?
Yeah, I think she's in the room or she's in the house.
God. I mean, when she's like,
she'll give birth on screen.
When she's like talking to her mom and tells her she's pregnant, I mean, and the mom's like for sure? Like, you're actually pregnant? I was dying.
We can go to the clinic.
God. I don't understand someone. Like the fact that she made a conscious choice, like we were using condoms and then like we just stopped.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
It's like, that's how you have a baby. Ask me. Oh, him raw dogging her. How nasty. Oh, God. They're so impassioned in heat. They can't rip the condom open. I'm just going
more determined, Sarah. More determined than ever to propose to her.
He has such super sperm. It's really crazy. That is some spectacular sperm he has.
Why do degenerates like Michael and people, you know, like, why do people like the Duggars are able to have 75 children and this guy has 7 kids now in the world?
Duggar should be in the electric chair. Give his wife the electric chair and let's move on. His wife holding his hand when he walks out of prison. You fucking piece of shit scumbags.
The worst. I can't believe she's pregnant. I mean, we knew, but. Just to see her tell her mom, I was like, oh my God, look at this shit.
Somebody said that she looks like the poor version of Nicole on Real Housewives of Orange County. And it's hilarious. I can't unsee that. I don't know if you see it.
That's funny.
Too. That hair color is such a choice. That's what Miranda really should be.
The hot red. I wanted her to dye her hair.
I love those clothes, though. I love that you brought up the layered tank.
Okay.
TikTok always brings that up all the time.
Oh, do they? What do they mm-hmm. say? They.
Or just the every tick? Girl in the late 90s, or it was like an early 2000s trend.
Yes,
you know, double tank. I had a friend who shopped at the Limited all the time because her parents loved her, or Express. Remember those? They had all those camisoles that were like that every single color, but
or Nordstrom did like it. Brass plum had like every single color of them.
I didn't grow up with a Nordstrom, so I'm sure it's very similar. Yeah,
same idea. Ridiculous. A mess.
It's funny. People say, do you wear, if you're wearing something like last night, were you wearing a tank top under that sweater I saw you in?
No.
You were just wearing your bra?
Yeah. You wear a shirt under a sweater?
I tend to. It's a bad habit. Like that. Like why? They say that people our age, because of that layered trend, it's never left us.
Fascinating. So you're wearing a turtleneck or like a sweater and you're wearing a shirt under the sweater. I think
most of the time, but you have a tight stomach. If I had when my stomach was, I feel like it might flatten my stomach too.
Or do you think it's an East Coast thing because you were used to having to be layered?
It could be both. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That could be interesting too. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. God, I sat next to Geneva's husband at dinner. You two are such a cute couple.
was really trying to rile me up there.
I love him. He really is hilarious. You guys are funny. I really love you two together.
I'm glad someone does. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I think he's hilarious. Is there something else with Sean? I'm forgetting. He went over there and interrupted him with the daughter, though. It's just weird. I don't want him interacting with the daughter.
Yeah, I know.
Not that he's going to do anything wrong, but it's just like, you have six kids. Go to your own.
And he was like in a wife beater.
Oh, I just can't stand him. All right. And we're going to be talking to him. Welcome to the pod, Sean.
Christiana and John.
Johnny Boo Boo.
Man.
This was very interesting, actually.
We just watched the Griswold family, Griswold Christmas for our 12 days on Patreon, which starts tomorrow on Patreon. Check it out. Episode every day, 12 days. When his sister and the husband and rolled out, they reminded me of Eddie from.
They are very in the same kinship. That's for sure.
You see, like the same family rolling out with like the kids naked and like on the tit and like
that kid naked. I hope it's warm out. The kid on the tit for sure.
You know what I loved was like, John's like, listen, sister, run me through every single day of your life. And then what she starts with is, well, you know, at 11, dad got me hooked on meth. It's like, God, you didn't have a chance. Like, not a chance.
She doesn't even have her period yet. And she's smoking meth.
11 doing meth.
Oh, God, it's the dream. I can't believe it.
I wrote, it's this sad. Is rude.
So they have different moms.
They were sitting around the table, the picnic table. I wrote, all of these people look like they do meth. It's just a real meth vibe to the group.
They look like they've all intertwined genetically. You wonder if John was drunk in the bar if he'd screw his sister and didn't know it.
God, does seem like his type.
She does. And poor Christiana just staring off in the distance. There must be more where she hates John.
I
must really be more controlling than he seems.
There's something because she was sitting off there and then for her to just, it seemed like, I don't know what happened between last week and this week. Last week she seemed fine. She's with her little sober coach doing great, has a job. Next she's just fleeing. Doesn't really track.
When you're connected at the tube, whatever the fuck he kept saying, the brother. I know she had her backpack ready and it seemed like she was fleeing like in a abused woman when the husband's at work. Does he work overnight somewhere? What gas station is he working at?
Yeah, I don't know. Listen, when Dubuque calls and you gotta go. It's calling her. I don't know.
Kara, just fucking call your sister so she can move on with her life.
Well, and John had a point where he's like, I kind of feel guilty. It's like, you should, because you essentially drove her sister away and now she's fleeing to go find her or something. I don't know.
Does he feel guilty that he did that or that she's going to find out the truth that he screwed the sister? That we've made this a narrative. It's never been said, but
maybe it's a combination. I don't know.
I love his brother really spitting fire. Like it really matters that they were married in the back of the truck.
That's not his brother. That's like a random elder or something.
Oh, I thought that was his brother.
No. Like his spiritual guide.
Them doing the baptisms with the baby and smoking the pipes around the picnic tables. Yeah. That was just a crazy scene.
Yeah, it's great. Looked like someplace
I years old.
Never
that poor
be.
Girl.
Ugh. Terrible. Terrible. I mean, when you see like just the fact like that, those kids born to a meth trafficker, it's like you're screwed from day one.
Yeah.
Best you can do maybe is John, like in terms of like John has a job, he's employed, he's, you know, it's crazy.
I wonder what John's doing.
Ugh.
It's really, I think if she's drinking wine, she's headed for the pipe.
You're right.
Right?
Yeah, I think so.
Starts with the grapes.
Or anything else
poor
on those
Christiana.
Two?
I don't know. The system should not put her back in jail. That's not where she belongs.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Not
she obviously has an addiction problem. Right.
Like Puppy. Why does Puppy have to go back to jail?
I know.
Fine her. That would probably just piss her off just as much.
Right. I just watching her like
watching Puppy realize like, oh, I'm gonna have to go back, and then just being like, I'm not fucking going back. It's like, I get it too, because it's like she didn't even do anything really. She just stayed at a different place, right?
Is she driving with a freaking roadie and then she's hopping in the driver's seat? What the freak is going on, Amber?
I don't know. I like you can tell though, like there's moments where she's trying to put on, and then you see like the real Puppy where she's like, they're following us and we're gonna take it, and she just like flees off, you know? It's like, oh yeah, okay, you can haul
taking
like
the mic that's, off. Yeah,
that's the real Pups. The Pups is the one getting adopted and fleeing the cops. I mean, right. Fleeing production. That's her. You know?
She kind of has a real innocent face. She's got that good criminal face it's that you want to believe.
It's a hustle. Yes. Yeah. When
she's
she was
so
like,
pretty.
Dip that... off on their asses. She's gone.
Yeah. What's going to happen now? This is all on film, too.
She's probably just going to end up back in jail.
Just go take it. And Amber's given her the best advice ever. Just go freaking take care of it. The longer you wait, the longer you're in jail. Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's like anything in life, right? Like people avoid shit that they don't want to deal with, and it always comes back to bite them in the ass. And that's going to be the same situation here. Ridiculous.
It's really, it's crazy.
Who else we got? Oh, Brittany and Ray.
I can't stand her.
I cannot stand her. I don't even really want to talk about it, because like I keep going back to when we interviewed her and she like wasn't on camera, and just like her whole like, you gotta stay tell. It's like I can't stand her. She drives me nuts.
She does. And she's really putting Ray in some bad positions, even though it looked like they were not going to get into trouble. But he shouldn't be out drinking in Florida and Miami. No. He doesn't need to be.
Not at all.
I was happy for him to be on the airplane, but that's it.
Yeah. And then just, you know, she's forcing his hand. This is not an authentic proposal. She's pretty much made a line in the sand of like, you have to do this. And that's never the way to get somebody like for a long and happy marriage. It's a nightmare.
I'm going to go take this stuff, or I'm going to go test my ovulation to see. And here's some stuff that makes your sperm super strong. It's like, hey, honey, you're the one with the missing tube. Not to be mean, but who says it's Ray?
Right.
I guess if the sperm is super strong, then if it's on, if she's got roided out sperm, then it'll jump through the hoops and get to her.
Roided out sperm. Oh, and, it's just a mess.
And then she's coming like, we're going to have sex out. And he looks like he rolls his eyes like he's in trouble.
Ugh.
I tell him the friends that she's going to, they have to meet up with him so they can make a baby.
Energy. I can't stand it.
It's just so spoiled sweet 16 behavior.
Yes. On like a 35-year-old.
Yeah.
You know, like
just they're out drinking like they're 22.
Right.
Like here's to the nights that I won't forget and I'll remember some bullshit line like that.
I know that toast. Here's to the nights. It's like, stop it. That's when I'm like, no, I'm not.
That I won't remember that I'll forget.
With the friends I'll never forget or whatever that stupid thing is. Yeah. It's so dumb.
Poor Ray. So he's got to pay all this restitution.
Ugh. Another pointless story. Pointless.
And don't even give her a ring.
No.
Everybody online is like, propose to her. Don't give her a promise ring. I think a promise ring is nice. They barely know each other. They got to get married. That's the problem with this world. People are getting married too soon.
A promise ring is a cop out. Don't give me a ring that's not a ring. You know what I mean? Give me a piece of other jewelry. Just say, I really like you. I like how things are going. Don't give me a ring. That's not, it's not a promise. That's a promise ring is a holding pattern. That's what that indicates.
It's like a,
I'm trying to buy
Jonas
time.
Brothers virginity ring.
Right. Right.
Is bullshit. You're right. Yeah. Give her, you know, he doesn't have any money and you want him to spend it all on some stupid ring. She's so selfish. I want her to have a baby and life's over, sweetie.
Yeah.
And your mom's not going to freaking babysit all the time. You're stuck with that baby.
She doesn't seem like a grandma.
The one who's going to babysit is great grandma. She's the one who save the day.
Absolutely. Yep.
That's who I'd leave my kids with. I'd leave my kids with, and I've never met her. She seems like she's great.
Right.
I really like her through the TV. I really do. Mm-hmm. Her and John. John can give them some Lakota names and they can move on with their life.
Yeah. All right, last but and least, Lacey and Shane and John.
Where are her kids?
She said they're with her parents. They're with the parents.
And it's still just a couple day thing, but still.
Yeah. She's like, till it calms down to not see the trauma. It's like, I think they've seen enough trauma.
They're traumatized, sweetie. Yeah, put some fucking clothes on and stop worrying about your relationship with John. Maybe your relationship with your children.
When she's driving around, like, I'm so overwhelmed by like all of the kids we have. It's like, you're such an idiot.
But if I would have just stayed with John.
Number one, why no one should fuck around with Lacey is that she is a cop caller. She will call the cops on your ass in a second. She did it with John. She'll do it with Shane. That's just her vibe. And it's fucked up.
She's got 911 on speed dial.
Yeah. It's not cool.
She's probably sucking cops' dicks and she's got their cell phone numbers.
Probably. Like detectives.
Poor John. He's going to get sunburnt driving around in the convertible.
I like how he rolled up to the parking lot and just like didn't even
stare at her.
Even put the top on. He just like gets out of his car like, yeah. Oh, these idiots.
I mean, she just is the worst person on the planet. She's the worst mother. I'm going to say that. I don't care. Mom shaming. She deserves to be shamed. She's a piece of garbage.
100%. 100%. And made a terrible decision to have a child with a child. And then it's like, oh, it didn't work out. Oh, God.
You know, it is a double standard. Women have to sacrifice more for their children. And sorry if your number one concern can't be if you're with John or not.
100%.
Move on. Grow the fuck up.
Yep.
Go do porn in your upstairs basement when you're in your upstairs bedroom like you were and make some money.
I like an upstairs basement.
Yeah. I just can't stand her. Done with her, Love After Lockup. Stop supporting this shit.
Enough of it.
These poor kids. They should just be given from the state with the dad to the dad. And the dad should just have to live with it.
I know.
He can meet a nice lady at the casino and bingo. And she can become the mom. I can't stand Lacey. I hate people it's like she's on The Bachelor. Like love is the number one important thing in their life. Why does love life take over everything?
Right. It's ridiculous. Over everything.
You have kids. You have a brand new baby.
Right.
God. Peter.
All right, guys.
Like she's a bad person. Yeah, then stop it, John.
I know. Things with her are mostly bad.
Then why are you stupid. The weather looked nice there and wherever they live, Virginia Beach.
Where dreams are made of. All right, guys. We'll be back. Johnny Boy, not Johnny Boy, I'm sorry. Shawnee Boy is on our pod.
Coming at you probably Friday. So,
yep, Friday-ish. We love you guys. We'll be back.